And good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The Centennial Conference basketball tournament gets underway tonight as the Hastings St. Cecilia boys get ready to take on Columbus SCOTUS here this evening. As we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. I know, Coach, this is always a tough week for your basketball team, but I think it's a week that the players really look forward to, don't they?
Yeah, you do. You have different sections in your season, before Christmas and then up to the holiday tournament, and your kids really point towards this week. And coaches do, too. You know, you want to know where your team's going to be at heading out the final stretch of the month of the season. So this tournament usually gives you a pretty good indication of, what you've accomplished through the month of January, what you possibly could tweak a little bit or work on towards the district run. But, this is a great tournament, great conference, when we're the sixth seed playing an 11 seed, it's that deep. I mean, they're just our very, very good teams all the way through it.
I was going to say, you guys sitting at 10-4 in the season, but to come in as the number six seed, obviously the top five seeds are pretty good.
Yeah, we're playing a basketball team tonight at an 11 seed, and I don't think anybody really wants to play them. I mean, nobody wants to play anybody. You know, you look at your draw and you just kind of go, well, that's what we got. Let's go play. And that's what I talked to the kids about. A couple of people said, well, it's a revenge game and all that. No, we can't worry about that right now. We've got to worry about trying to advance one day at a time. They got us early in the season, but it's a whole different – everybody's better at this time of the year. They better be – they're not going to be around long. So you hope that, your kids are focused right on the moment, because if they're not, they're done, and then they blew an opportunity, which I think, we've got a good chance if we play well.
Chance for you to play four games this week. The championship's set on Saturday. What's it take to win this thing?
Well, I think you just got to have consistent play all the way through. There's going to be close games. They're highly competitive, but the kids have to not look ahead, look at the bracket. We don't even post it. So the kids just know that, we got to come ready to play each night and, do the things that you've been doing. We're not going to try to change anything, but you got to go to your strength and you got to limit your weaknesses. And, we've turned the ball over too much this year from top to bottom, game to game. We've just had too many loosenesses with the basketball, and hopefully we'll value it a little better tonight. We've shot the ball well enough. Our free throw percentage is really well after Christmas. So some of the things we were working on earlier, but we still just need to get more consistent handling the basketball. And I think that's one key that, the team that's going to win this is probably going to be a team that takes care of the basketball.
Your team has won 5 out of your last 6. Do you feel it's kind of turned the corner now?
Yeah, we have. Part of that comes with, adding some depth to our practices and getting more competitive there. But I just feel that, kids have settled in and we've gotten the kids that we needed in the right spots. And it gives us depth and it gives us some different situations, too, where we can go big or we can go quick or we can match teams a little better on the perimeter than we could earlier in the season. So, right now our kids feel like they're, meshed pretty well into their roles. And anytime you can get kids to accept what they need to do, come out and play with intensity, you have a pretty good shot.
On the road over the weekend, knocking off Aquinas Catholic, had a good first quarter, not so good in the second quarter, and then third and fourth are pretty good. Talk about that, Abby.
Well, we looked pretty focused, and we were ready to play. I told the kids, anytime you go on the road, it's tough, and wherever you're at. And Aquinas is a tough gym to shoot in, and we came out and played really well, got a 11-point lead after a quarter, but sometimes that lead can be misleading in a way that your kids look at it and, well, we got an 11-point lead, we can kind of change the way we're going to play. And they went to a zone defense, and we looked at an 11-point lead and thought every shot was a pretty good shot at that point and forgot about going inside out. And we adjusted a little bit at half and just told them that we have to go inside out, even if, we do knock down or shoot the outside shot. And we played a lot better in the third and fourth quarter than we did in the second, but part of that was Aquinas just switching to the 1-3-1 and us not adapting very well.
Phil Hamburger, 15 points in the ball game. He probably has been the most consistent player here in the past, 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's nice. You could tell the minute he stepped on the floor at Sutton, we were a different basketball team. He gives us some leadership and some that calmness on the floor, guy that can handle the ball for us. We can put him on another team's best offensive player. He's a good defender, and you're right, he's consistent. He's right about 15, 12 points a game every time out, and you got to have that. You got to have that one guy you're going to get that out of about every night. And, that's kind of the way it's been with four of our starters. They've really done a nice job of being consistent with their scoring average and rebounds and everything. We'd like them to step it up to the next level, but we'll we'll see if that comes. You know, we're balanced, and we've never been a go-to one guy every time down type of team. So hopefully that balance stays there and Phil keeps leading us.
All right, Columbus Scotus in here tonight to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and talk about the Shamrocks as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia boys coach Kevin Asher as his Blue Hawks get ready to take the floor here tonight against Columbus Scotus. Coach, this is a team that is 6-8 on the season, a team that beat you in the season opener earlier this year. Talk about the Shamrocks. I know, like you said, there's a little bit of a revenge factor in this maybe tonight.
Well, you know, the kids and the parents talk about that stuff. And coaches, you just, you know, we definitely wanted to play them. Again, we didn't know if we'd get them in the conference tournament or when it would come, if it was going to have to wait till next year. But, you know, we feel we're a lot better basketball team than we were after three practices and a few injuries and things like that. But that's past history. And like I told the kids, they're going to want to prove to a lot of people that they can play with us regardless of whether we're half strength or full strength or whatever we are. And good basketball team. They really control the ball well. They've got good guard play. Not real big, but they do a nice job of getting their shooters open off of a lot of flare screens. And so we're going to have to do a great job of communicating on the defensive side of the ball because they got kids that can shoot the ball from three.
They look like they're a very deep team. I think four guys scored against you the first time around.
Yeah, you know, when you had I think they had 40 points, 38 of them came out of three guys, and they're the three leading scorers all year long. But they've been consistent, too, just like we talked about earlier. They come out and they get three guys close to double figures all the time. And then, you know, one of these guys is capable, you know, the Van Cure, the Onutka, or the Bolte kid are capable of going off for, you know, 20 points. So you got to do a great job on all three of those guys. And then their role players, that's the one thing I've noticed on them. Number 12, the Lamb kid, he's a sophomore. He didn't play a lot against us the first time, but I notice now he's really starting to be confident as a sophomore, more of a junior-type player. And then number 22, Spinner, the last film I saw, he hit 2 out of 4 from three-point range. So they're well-balanced now, and their coach does a great job of getting their kids open, and that's what we got to really concentrate on is the defensive side of the ball. If we can limit them to one shot, I think we have a great chance.
What's this team like to do offensively and defensively?
Well, they like to control tempo. I've seen where they've scored, you know, games in the 40s, and then they can, you know, it just kind of depends on who they're playing. So I think tonight, you know, that I don't think they're going to run up and down the floor. But they really like to get into their sets, and they do a lot of, like I said before, they're doing a lot of cutting and screening for their three main scorers and a lot of motion offense. You know, in the past couple games, they've played some junk defense. They've come out in a triangle and two against Norfolk Catholic, and it had some success in that early in the ball game. I think it was 9-6 after one quarter. They can play man-to-man, and they'll really pack it in. The last time we played them, Zach had 3 to 4 guys on him every time he touched it. So we've got to do a great job of realizing what are good shots and still get him the ball, and he's going to have to work real hard to get, you know, his points and his touches. So hopefully we can do a great job of getting him the ball. If we shoot the ball well, it's really going to open things up in the interior.
Okay, Clexton.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings. And now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
At
Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complex.